Back in 69, July the 4th, the Plastic Ono Band single Give Peace a Chance, which was number two in Britain, and I think is still regarded by a great number of people as being a bit of a classic. Refresh our memories as to why you put that particular song together, because you've fought for a lot of causes, haven't you, the both of you, over the years?
Yeah, well, after we first did the bed-in in Amsterdam, and the initial reaction to the bed-in was there. Now, after the point of the bed-in, in a nutshell, was a commercial for peace as opposed to a commercial for war, which was on the news every day those days, and the newspapers every day was dismembered bodies and napalm. And we thought, well, why don't they have something nice in the newspapers, that old thing? You know? And anyway, we did the bed-in. What the bed-in was 7 days, because the press were always asking questions. 7 days of they can ask anything, no secrets, you know. No time limit, like, you know, you come in, take the photographs, then the photographers go away, and then the press are allowed 10 minutes to ask. This was, you come in as long as you like, till you've got everything you need to know about John and Yoko, or what we stand for, or what we are.
Which, knowing the press, as I vaguely do, must have dumbfounded them, actually, as an offer.
Well, I tell you, one of the most hysterical moments was the first day when Don Short and all the gang, and Donald Zeck and all them, they were fighting like crazy. We were sitting in the, you know, Amsterdam Hilton in the bed like two little kids, you know, with all the posters on the wall.
Flower kids
or whatever. Mm. These guys were sweating to fight to get in first because they thought we were going to be making love in bed, you see. That's where their minds were at. Because we'd be naked, bed, right. John and Yoko, sex. So anyway, I'll try and cut this story down because all of them go on forever. There's so many links to it. We did it again. We tried to do it in New York, but the American government wouldn't let us in. They knew we'd done it in Amsterdam, and they didn't want any peaceniks here, which is what we heard the department of whoever controls that said. But we ended up doing it in Montreal instead, and broadcasting across the border, you see, and there was live riots at Berkeley at the bed-in in Amsterdam. But after answering all these questions many, 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 many times, it got down to all we were saying was give peace a chance. Not we have any formula or communism or socialism will answer it or any ism could answer it. We didn't have a format or we couldn't give you a plan.
But just sit
but
down
just consider
and think
the
about
idea
it.
Yeah. of not having this war. Just consider it. So that's what we, in a nutshell, we were saying. So we recorded it in the bedroom of the Montreal Hilton or whatever hotel we were in.
On an 8-track machine, which you had brought up to the room, I gather.
Up to the room, yeah. And there was like Tommy Smothers and Tim Leary and Dick Gregory and old people sort of clapping along and singing on the chorus. And if you hear the record, it's funny actually, because my rhythm sense has always been a bit wild. And halfway through it, I got on the on-beat instead of the back-beat, and it was hard because all there was non-musicians playing along with us. And so I had to put a lot of tape echo to double up the beat to keep a steady beat right through the whole record, so it goes boom-boom, boom-boom, instead of bat, bat, bat.
It's the thought that counts.
It was a thought. Uh-huh. And I sort of cheated. The word masturbation was in it, but I wrote in the lyric sheet because I'd had enough with the bannings of all every bloody record I put out was banned for some reason or other. Even Walrus was banned on the BBC at one time because it said knickers, right? So, I mean, I'd been banned so many times all over that I copped out and wrote mastication.
Yeah. No, well, it's not a cop-out. It was a consideration because it's a song has to go around the world, you know.
Yeah, and it was more important to get it out than be bothered by a word masturbation. Mm.
And probably the first time and the last time at the hotel in Montreal had been asked for an 8-track recording machine on room service.
Yeah, right. Mm.